Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Don't touch that dial. You're tuned in to the Dread Podcast Network.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
What up? What?
Oh. Yes. And we are here. No matter. Already, because okay. We already cutting up. We was cutting up before we cut the camera on. And everything. Well, not the camera, the microphone. But hey, y'all. It's Jazz the 40 Ounce Connoisseur and...
It's Cat Daddy, and we have a basic guest. And I really just want our guest to hurry up and introduce ourselves because I'm ready to laugh some more.
Okay. Go ahead and introduce yourselves before we get into what we're talking about today.
This is Mike, the 80s horror ho, and the one who likes to troll Bobby a lot from People Under the Scares. How y'all doing?
And this is also Bobby here from People Under the Scares. And Bobby likes the spooky.
Yes, wonderful. Excellent. We are here to talk about His House 2020, which is streaming on Netflix. And I know a lot of it went under the radar because, you know, the panty happened and whatever, but it's still there and y'all need to watch this. This film is literally, I think it has a 100% on Rotten Tomatoes straight up. And there's not any problem with this movie. It's excellent. The twist is excellent. The acting is excellent. Everything is chef's kiss. And you know, Netflix be hit or miss with their scary movies. So for them to drop this, is like, and knock it out the park like this is wild. So before we get into any of that, and before we get into the spoiler free, we are going to ask Mike and Bobby what we ask all of our guests. You know, we be getting rusty because we'll be having guests back to back. You know, sometimes we forget how to act when company come. But we would like to ask you guys, what is your favorite horror subgenre?
I mean, I like isolation horror, but I love creature features. So I'm going to go creature features. That's my favorite. The Thing is my favorite horror movie.
Makes sense.
So 80s horror creature features is my subgenre.
Okay. Yes.
And I guess I'm a basic bitch because I love slashers.
Slashers have something to say.
No, they do. They're so much fun. And that's what I grew up on. And I usually have a good time with slasher movies, whether if they're good or bad, especially 80s slashers. So that's more of my bag. Like Mike, I do love creature features as well, but I find myself turning on the slasher movie to get comfortable real quick.
Excellent. You know, ain't nothing like putting on Child's Play, you know, when you can't fall asleep real quick and hearing Charles cut the fuck up, or watching Ghostface clumsy ass go through, fall down the steps and trip over shit, tripping over his own kibbutz and shit. I was like, y'all could have easily found a killer by just checking their goddamn knees. Who got the most bruises? Damn it.
Exactly. My comfortable watches are Friday the 13th movies. Like, I love watching those. And I can just put a marathon on, literally from the first one all the way to the end. I can wake up and just be fine. Somebody's getting killed, murdered. I love it. And you don't have to pay attention to those movies either. It's just the plot doesn't really make any sense. So you can just watch them and be fine. Mm-hmm. You won't be lost.
Yeah, because if you pay attention... Mm-mm, that's not what you're looking for. And I love Jason Voorhees.
He's a good ass time.
Because I watched, Yeah, and I watched them as a kid, so the plot, girl, was going over my head regardless. I don't give a damn. But yep. Now I'm like, oh, you trying to make me write that? But oh, so there was no plot. It's just Jason beating y'all ass. Well, okay, what that's what we signed up for.
I do not understand Jason Voorhees. What is
he's that nigga, straight up.
Yeah. I be trying to tell Mike. Like, you don't always have to understand things all the time, because if you try to understand Jason, it just makes things more complicated. So just let him be. He's a zombie human.
I'ma let him be.
And watch his movies.
Just the silent killers.
And watch his movies.
I like Michael more than Jason. Okay. You're right. I do need to rewatch the movies, because I don't really be watching them like that. So, I mean, I like Freddy vs. Jason.
Okay. Well, that might be one of the best movies out of the Jason thing. And I know that people are throwing tomatoes at me. Boo, tomato.
Dodging them.
No. Not you dodging the tomatoes for me. I love Jason. I will watch any of those movies at a drop of a dime. There's like two of them that are good. Yeah. That's it. The rest of them are kind of mid, but they have good kills, and I'm here to watch. I'm gonna watch it. I don't give a damn. You could put three, and y'all know he gets his mask in three, but three is mid amongst mid, because it's sandwiched in between two, and then four cranks it the fuck up. So three is just like, oh, Shelly's dead. That's all you get. You know what? We not gonna talk
three,
about three.
Wait, three got a banging ass soundtrack though. That disco shit in the beginning. Listen, before the pandemic.
Okay, we can listen to it. We gotta watch a movie.
It goes with it. You know, before the pandemic, they bought that movie to the theaters, one of my local theaters. And I said, you know what? Let me go watch this movie. Mm-hmm. And that shit slaps in the theater loud. I said, okay, I love this. So, yeah, I love part three. It's one of my favorite ones.
I support you.
Okay, see.
It's the characters.
Excuse me. What you not about to do is talk shit about this movie. Daz was ready to. But honestly, I don't think so. Not on my watch.
Even though I love part three, my favorite Jason film is Jason Lives. That's like my ultimate one. That's my favorite one.
Okay.
Yeah. Part six.
Okay. That's when he gets electrocuted. Yes.
That's when he became zombie Jason officially.
Okay. I like zombie Jason. I do like zombie Jason.
And it makes more sense than most of the other Jakes before it, outside of the first Jake. You know, we could talk about Friday the 13th movies at another date, because clearly we have a lot of interest, okay? Because I love Jason, but Jason be playing my face. We're going to talk about His House. I'm going to do a spoiler-free review so we can just get into it. So this Sudanese couple, they're married, and they come over, and at the beginning you kind of see a pinch of their journey, because again, we're going to get into it, but they get here and they're trying to seek asylum in the UK, and you follow their journey and you follow the things that have followed them to the UK. That's all you need. Watch it. It is kind of, it's a gut punch. I'm not going to lie to you. You don't want to watch this if you're trying to get into a good mood. Like, this is not like, ooh, I'm about to watch some happy shit. This is not happy. And this is like, it's supernatural horror, but it's also like horror that's based in realism, because that shit is happening. Like, that's some real shit. Like, that's like current real shit that's happening. So, you know, don't go in there like, oh, we about to like watch Psycho Goreman and giggle. No. But it's good. It's very much worth the watch. I don't understand how this is not on a bunch of top 10 lists for 2020. I didn't see that on almost nobody's top 10 list outside of people who look like us. And that's a problem, because that movie was better.
They were on the cover. That's why people didn't watch it. That's exactly why.
And I'm like, that movie was better than I'm trying to think of another movie that came out in 2020 that was better than His House. And I'm struggling. So there's that. There's that. But we're going to get into it. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert, I was late.
I looked at him, I was like, oh! Please, spoil. Okay, well, we're here. We're going to talk all this shit. I want to start with off-rip. Like, when you watch it, you're like, okay, you see the beginning of how they got there. Because he's having this bad dream, right? You're in the dreamland. It's a boat. It's people on the boat. They're trying to escape. And you hear the shit crack. First of all, scary as fuck. Because I'm like, how y'all on this boat? And this river look, or this ocean look big as hell, too. Like, the boat is small, and it's a lot of people. But it's like when they look around, I don't see no land. It's dark. It's raining. It looks like damn near storm. Not storm of the century. That's an exaggeration. But it's like, it's too much. So it's like, yeah, you already know they're fleeing something that's worth getting on this boat and getting the fuck out in the rain. And for them to, like, some of them meet their doom because they cannot swim. Or it's just, even if you could swim, there's nowhere to go. Like, it could be currents, all kinds of things happening. So he waking up from that. So you already know, traumatic experience. And you feel like, okay, that was their daughter. Because they're shouting out, mama, you know, everything from there. And you watch them. They're now in this pink room. And they about to get, you know, called to the room with all the white people. Let's start here. Okay, they get in here. They're like, oh, you can get, you know, asylum, but here are the rules. This bitch is sitting over here. He eats some motherfucking hot Cheetos. I don't know what she's eating. But I'm like, girl, these people are scared. They've been here for months. Could you at least look them in the eye? Because it would assume that y'all do like some kind of social work if you are dealing with people seeking asylum. And I've done social work before. You can't go in there and be like, all right, well, how many? All right, whatever. It, like, that's not
the DMV. That's what it felt like.
Yeah. Yeah.
No very care impersonal. Or nothing in it.
Not at all. And they can feel that too, because they already, like, they're escaping war to come to this strange country, and y'all are treating them like fucking strangers off rip. Like, all right, well, bitch, you getting $70 a week or $72. It was nothing. And then you can't work. I'm like, you can't even let sis braid a little hair. You mean to tell me she can't watch nobody kids real quick? We could be helping the community. What are you right. talking about? Somebody could be going to work. She could be watching their kids for the low. We could be all getting this, but I think when you think about those programs that give out money, well, they're like, well, you're not a citizen, you're not taxpaying, we don't want you working it because they think you're stealing from the country. Girl, this little bit of ass money, they're going to use it to buy food and shit that you're going to tax anyway. Like, it's not like they're hoarding money. Y'all are the motherfuckers hoarding money. So there's that.
I looked it up. That's $90 a week. What the fuck I'm going to do with that? What I'm going to do with $90 a week?
I mean, what you finna do anyways, especially when you're in a space where you're like, okay, I'm eager to work. I'm trying to start a new life. I was so upset because I'm like, what they finna do? They can't work. They can't play Monopoly. Like, they can't do shit. They can't sit. No games.
What the fuck you mean? And I'm like, was he joking? Or did he dead ass me like they can't play checkers in this bitch? Well, you don't want them to like become like a part of the community because you don't put those restraints on anybody else. How are they supposed to fit in with the community if they can't have any fucking fun? Fun is literally, we were talking about the Sims earlier because my Sims is wilding. Fun is a literal meter on the thing. You have to have something that, whether it's a game, cards, TV, they probably can't afford no fucking TV off $90 a week. They had to fix their own door. The motherfucker open, talking about this house bigger than mine. You open the door falling to the slide side. It's trash in there, pizza boxes and roaches and shit. I'm like, bitch. Ooh, your house might be fucking smaller than this, but you in a different neighborhood. It's not motherfucking hoodlums outside running around driving cars and shit. A bitch pissing outside the window. Like, all kinds of fucking ghetto ass shit. You don't live in this neighborhood, bitch.
Yeah, I was getting some like resentment from him and the other people because he, like you say, he was talking about the size of his house and basically implying like he should have a house bigger than theirs. But I'm like, what? There's roaches and pizza boxes, holes everywhere, lights ain't working. The only thing you said y'all gonna do is put light bulbs in or some shit. Y'all ain't gonna pay for nothing else. We gotta eat, go to the doctor. We can't play, we can't get friends, we can't do parties, we can't do nothing. That, like, what they want them to read, basically, is what the fuck they want them to do.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I was just gonna say, I just feel like maybe this, since this is their job, they're so used to doing this where they just lost all emotion tied to like anybody just because this is something that they have to do over and over and over again. And to me, that like that fucking sucks because these are people, you know, they're just trying to make a better life for themselves. Yeah. And, you know, like Jess was saying earlier, like they feel that, you know what I mean? So it's very fucked up. And when I first seen this movie, I was like, all right, I did turn it off for a little bit because I wasn't prepared to, you know, I didn't just know what I was going to get myself into. So I said, all right, it's going to be this type of movie. So let me get myself together and click play again to, you know, to watch this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's same. Definitely one of those. You can't just throw this on. This is not like, oh, I'm about to just throw. No.
That was my excitement.
Let's go change your name.
That was my excitement. I was like, oh, I'm putting on his house. This looks great. The trailer looks all that. And then I was like, okay, I'll be back. I'm going to just... and get myself together.
Yeah, I was I was okay. So I was very much like, all right, I knew this movie was real serious. You could tell it's kind of serious from the cover. And then I'm like, all right, so this is the direction it's going. All right, cool. Like, let me just get in that mindset. In addition to, it really blew me when they pull up to the scene, like, okay, cool, we're going to help you start anew, blah, blah, blah. You're already half-assed doing everything. But when you get there, and it's just a bunch of shit in their yard. And I linked up and I was like, okay, so you're already giving them what seems to be bottom of the borough housing, right? Like, that's just very much what is going on here. And then the icing on the cake is y'all couldn't even help, like, clean up a little bit. Like, you couldn't even at least push the large items to the curb to make it look like you did some shit. Like, nothing, while someone transitioned in and out, like, you really, like, I'm just like, really? Really? It was the roaches for me. You know, it's one thing for them to just, you know, casually walk in. Hey, y'all. Like, I just want to let you know I'm here too. Welcome to the tour, bitch. It's one thing to have like that. It's another thing when it was all like the pizza box is like the decor. And I'm like, hold on now. Surprise. They in there like, hey, girl. Like, it's just, it was the audacity for me. And in all seriousness, like, it really pissed me off. It made me feel like, okay, if people are really shaking and moving like that, like, housing is a basic necessity that we all should have. It should not just be this thing you have to fucking earn. Like, it should just be a thing that you have, regardless of whatever's going on in your life. It should be a thing that is provided for you. That's the bare minimum, right? Like, true, I feel like, you know, in one state, I know that I'm saying this, and I know we're all like, yeah, this makes sense. But there are people out there who are like, bootstraps? Did you pull them up? Like, what are you doing? And I'm just, this really fucking pissed me off, because then there's this whole conversation of I'm home, like, this is home, and assimilation and going through all that, and what you're seeing these characters go through to try to, like, you know, where Rial is going through the neighborhood and she's trying to get to, I think, to the hospital to get, you know, get her tests done, and she getting lost. That shit was a little weird. When you saw the boy and you saw the boy again, I said, oh my God, it's my brain.
That piss.
I was like, oh, we starting now. Okay, I was waiting for it to start. So what? So it's Supernatural. That's what my head was the whole time. I was expecting some wild shit to happen to them. So when it kept not happening, I was like, hold up. What y'all doing? Y'all playing in my face? Yes. What is happening?
Exactly. It's exactly that.
Well, I mean, it happens at that nighttime when that wallpaper starts sliding down and it exposed that hole. And I'm like, damn, is the hole really there? Is it not there? And it's there. It's not as big as it's perceived to be. But I'm like, okay, but are the whispers, like, what all is really going on here? And when that shit acts, I can't. Like, I was like, nah. I feel like everybody knew what the fuck was going on in this spot. I think we all knew the house was haunted. And we just went there. That's the only reason why it's not 51 people in here today. And they gave y'all this one big property because y'all could just have it yourself because, you know, it's been some stories. That's why when they was taking them notes, like, okay, so what else is going on?
Like, but see, the thing is, I don't think that house was haunted at first. It was not haunted. They brought the fucking ghosts with them.
Okay.
Because it was chilling. Because when you figure out what the entity is and why it's put, because, all right, you hear this situation. They, you know, they're trying to go out. They're trying to assimilate, like Kat is saying. They sing a Peter Crouch songs, which Rial is like, because it's Rial and Bo. And Rial, and they lost Nagyak, which is the daughter who was had drowned. I hope I'm saying it as best as I can. And she's like, girl, this shit is stupid. She's the one, like, not assimilating. She's like, she's eating with her hands. Like, he's trying to make her eat with a fork. She's like, this shit tastes crazy. Like, why the fuck we eating like this? All I taste is metal, bitch. Why you dress like them? Why you trying to be like them? Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, he's like, we need to fit in so we can stay. I'm going to get this haircut. I'm going to wear these fake-ass H&M clothes. I'm going to sit up in here. I'm going to get this $7 sweater and I'm going to look like everybody else so we could be one of the good ones, which is something they keep fucking saying, which is fucking racist. Weird. Let me start here.
It is. That's racist. The fake-ass Jasmine, the fake-ass H&M.
That look like a fake-ass H&M store and y'all fucking know it, dude. You know it. You know it looked like the H&M setup with the same fucking colors and everything.
Also, how much was this haircut? We got $90 a week. Why are you getting your haircut right now? We ain't working.
I mean, he was trying to look cute, and I was like, girl, y'all better buy some clippers. Just fucking that shit. Because that man did not line you up. So mama could have just took the clippers over your head, and you would have been okay.
He paid like $25 for that haircut, and you barely noticed anything. He just got like a little cute little lineup. I mean, he didn't even get a fade, and I'm just like, okay.
I don't think that man knew how to do a fade. Well, I'm not even gonna lie to you.
First of all, I don't let certain people touch my hair. So that's one. I mean, I'm sure that Bald wasn't in the situation to be picky and choosy on who to touch his hair. But right. when I seen them hands, I'm like, oh, okay, I see why.
Yeah, I've yes.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
After watching Barbershop with my friend, and I was telling him he's white, and I was telling him, yeah, I wouldn't be getting my hair cut by somebody who don't know how to cut my hair. And he tried to make it seem like that was an issue. So I was, mind you, I was probably like 16, 17. So I wasn't thinking right. So let me try it out. I went to this white man. Haircut was $4. I should have known then. $4 And so I go in. I go in there. I came out fucked up. And I was like, this is why. So I had to go. I had to wait before I could really get it, you know, fixed and everything. But
and now you go to the
point taken, Bobby. Point taken. $4. He was an older white man too. Older white man.
And then I might go to the Dominican.
I do. Well, I found somebody else now. Well, the Dominicans were the only ones who could cut my hair for a while, but I found somebody else, so I'm good now.
Okay.
And they find in the barbershop, so that's...
Period. That's all that matters, because that $4 really got me stressed. It's very much dorm room prices for not doing activity.
I would ask for my fucking $4 back. Bitch, why you fuck my shit
I would
up?
Walk the fuck out like, all right, bye. You ain't getting shit. I won't even...
Because they be trying it. Yeah. My homegirl went, and they was like, oh, we gonna get our hair washed. You know, at one of the little regular little places, and you know none of the people look like us. She go start washing her hair, and she was like, hey, I need you to start blow drying my hair, because it can't. If you just leave it wet, it's gonna start tangling. You know, you need to start working on it. And the girl was like, no, it'll be fine. We put these products in. No, my hair, well, not my hair, but my homegirl hair. She was like, I've never gone back. And they was telling me, like, I didn't know what was going to happen with my hair. Girl, I done told you doing this, all this shit where everybody else, we don't have the same curl pattern or nothing, bitch. You can't just leave my shit wet and think it's going to dry and lay. That's not, no.
Mm-mm. And they buying up all these hair products meant for us and then changing the ingredients because they want it to be for everybody. Mm-hmm. And it ain't going to work like that. No.
It can't work for everybody. It cannot work for everybody because, and we already have limited like hair stuff. Come on, bro. I just want my curls to not crunch when I touch them. Okay. I would like them. You know, I have chronic dry hair because I don't be doing shit to my hair. This bun, my hair's been in this bun for, I'm not going to tell y'all how long my hair's been in this bun.
It's okay.
But I would like something that just keeps the hair, the curls from crunching and then literally falling off to their doom. But we don't have a lot of products and the ones we have are expensive. So I wish our shit was Tresemme prices, bitch. I wish.
Okay, so real quick, can we talk a little bit about y'all's experience at the doctor and why it really like pays to mind your fucking business and just, you know, just like do your job and not in like a do your job, but like do your job. And if people want to share, like allow them to share instead of prying. Like when this person assumes that, you know, starts talking about the daughter and yeah, like, you know, and not really reading the room that clearly this is not a comfortable zone. Cause you know, y'all ain't saying shit back. They just staring at them like, bitch, shut the fuck up. And they're like, yeah, you know, this is what my kids do. We got to get your kid down here. We got to get them all registered and stuff. Get all excited and not understanding like, okay, so they can't go anywhere. They can't go to school. They can't go to work. Y'all came by herself. Let that marinate. So there's a reason why Rial's by herself. There's a reason why Rial's not talking about their daughter at this time, which perceived to be the daughter. And then so when she reveals like, hey, this is what's going on in my life. This is what I've been through, you know, where I come from. There's two tribes and they're going against each other. And we're all in the middle. Do you see these scars? That's both of these tribes. Like, I was just like, I was sick because I know that these are people's everyday lives that are happening right now, not past tense, like right now, like right now. And one, I really wanted to punch this white woman in the face because she pissed me off because I was just like, you can't just like take her blood and like mind
and
you're
crying for information.
Like,
and then when she like starts saying shit, I would have been like, bitch, you don't got nothing to say now, huh?
Right.
Like,
she acted like it was tattoos on her head. I'm like, bitch, there ain't no ink on my forehead. You see, these are scars, right? Markings.
This movie was a pill to swallow. Yeah. Like, it was so many layers to it. It was so many layers, so many different themes that were hard-hitting. And then when you get to the real nitty-gritty, like the reveal of what actually happened, I was just like, oh, like, you know, you damned if you do, you damned if you don't, but oh my God, is that what's happening?
They fucked up. They deserve to have this demon chasing their ass because, again, we say a spoiler alert, we're letting the cat out of the bag right the fuck now. The daughter died, yes, but that was not their daughter. They were trying to get on the bus, and the bus was fucking full, and it was only letting people on with kids because, of course, they're going to save, you know, the children and their families. And I understand. It seems like it's not fair, but, girl, you really about to let the kids die. Girl, let them children get on the fucking bus. Shit.
I don't always agree with that. Okay, are they good kids or not? Completely.
There you go. Some people are truly fuck them kids, and they will push them kids that to one the side, right here. Sit right in the front and stare right out the window and be like, hey, I gotta see.
Listen, this motherfucker picked he saw a baby who looked like she was separated from her mama, and Rial wasn't even trying to do that, but she didn't say nothing, so her ass is guilty too, because of course you don't want to give up your spot, but Ball picks up this baby, Nagyak, and was like, we got a baby, let us on the bus, and the girl is calling mama, and they turn, you thinking they just gonna drive away, no, she turns, and the mom is outside the bus like, Nagyak, no, trying to get on the bus, and she's running behind the bus, and they are fucking shooting, bro, because that's what pressured them to use, because he thought about it, but he was like, but then when the shots rang off, he was like, yeah, no, I'm gonna sacrifice you, I'm gonna steal you so I can have this life because I want to save me and my wife. And while I understand that that's a really fucked up thing to do, he was in a very fucked up position also. So, like, when you do in a fucked up position, you're liable to do very wild shit. Mm-hmm. And then people can't just, like, you're just this bad person, bitch. Okay, well, are they supposed to just lay down quiet and die? What else they supposed to do? Like, what else are they supposed to do?
I'm the uncle. I'm the auntie. I don't know about pretend. They even tried to see if the mother was next to them. They were like, no, like, bitch, get your ass on this bus.
Then you just dragged her ass like, I got a kid. I got a kid. Like,
and it was interesting because I was wondering why Rial kept staring at him from the beginning of the movie. She was staring at him crazy the whole time. And then by the twist, I'm like, okay, this makes sense. She's like, I don't know what you're capable of now because you willing to do anything.
Yeah, because she was like, bruh. And then she's the one who's like, my uncle, my auntie told, like, she goes into that folklore where she's like, they told me about this dude who wanted all this shit and he got greedy and he started stealing and he stole from an old man by the river. And the old man said, bitch, I'm getting my shit back in blood, bitch. The path. It's not just an old ass man. This is a supernatural being where he goes to thieves and you need to, he's gonna fucking haunt your ass because you stole something and you stole something big too. You ain't steal like a fucking bar of soap. You ain't steal like, some shoes. Yeah, you stole, but then you didn't even steal the human being and get her to safety. See, if you would have stole the girl and at least she would have made it with y'all and maybe it would have been, it still would have been really fucked up because you was gonna have to answer for that because her mom is probably gone and she's not gonna forget that. But you stole that kid and then you let her drown because Rial was trying to save the girl. It was like, no, we need to save her. He's like, no, you need to save yourself. And I'm like, again, Ball being the person like, we need to save ourselves. Y'all keep eating everybody else's lives so you can live. And the Apes said, bitch, your life is not yours. I'm going to take what I'm getting it back in blood. Bitch, you thought you were going to just come to the UK and just get haircuts and sing about Peter Crouch and won't nobody go come whoop your ass? Bitch, you're getting haunted. And the first ghost he sees, or the first thing he sees where he keeps hearing a knock and it's a bird. The next time he pulling the rope. And of course the rope gets wet. There's seaweed because of the boat, the drowning, the guilt. And then he pulls in that doll is at the end and Nagyak grabs it back. He's like, oh God, it's in here. That ghost is haunting the fuck out of them. Like, cutting the lights off, pretending to cut their throat. Big ass creatures. It's 50 million ghosts, not just Nagyak. I'm like, did everybody who came off the boat in that bitch?
Right.
I'm like,
this shit was getting me out of here. When I first seen this, because I watched these movies loud and I had it, you know, I wanted the whole atmosphere, so I had it loud. The lights were off. And just the sound design and just hearing, like, the footsteps. And it's not even just that. It's like back to back. So you get one jump scare and then he turns around. There's another jump scare. It's like, it just keeps fucking you up every time. And I'm just like, yo, So Nijak with this mask and all of that, terrifying. The other ghosts and just the, again, the sound. If you guys, y'all, I know y'all listening to this, please watch this movie loud because it's super effective. It got me the fuck out of here, like I said.
And turn your phones off.
Pay attention.
And don't be distracted because you got to pay attention. Yes. The scariest shit to me wasn't even like, it was just them peeking through the wall, them not saying shit. Seeing eyeballs through the wall, I was like, that's enough. All the jump scares is one thing, but being quiet and scared me is another thing. And you can send me back, honestly. Because I mean, I'm assuming people got shut up by now. So send me back. Low key, I wouldn't even been able to make the journey because I can't swim and I'm not getting in no boat doing all that.
I don't think I have it in my heart to even.
I would have been like, taken out of here. Early.
Like, I understand that you're trying to survive, but that wouldn't even cross my mind, honestly. I probably wouldn't have done it. I would have just died out there.
Yeah. He was like the dude from Train to Busan a little bit when that twist was revealed. That's what I was thinking of. I'm sacrificing everybody to get up out of here.
But you know what?
This is. What?
I was like, well, you know, again, they in bad situations. Now, granted, the dude for Train to Busan was a little different. He was just an asshole. Okay. These people was getting terrorized because you see in Rial's dream, because they each have different dreams. And then, of course, it's more violent with Ball because he is the actual offender. He is the one who did the shit. She's complacent, but it's like, girl, you living in this thing where you keep saying your daughter. Bitch, you don't got no daughter. What the fuck is you talking about? But then you look around, she in a room with all her sisters, all her family, everybody she know, and she turn around, all of them are dead. All of them are dead. I was like, oh my God. I was like, the stuff that y'all have gone through. Like, again, I'm mad that you stole this girl, but also to escape some of these realities, people would have done far worse for less. So I'm still like, ooh, this is a little complicated, but also the Apeth saw you. So let's start here.
A couple things. Let's talk about how Rial was already just like, I'm ready to repent. I'm ready to clean this shit on up. You know, I knew what the fuck was going on because I ain't even signed up for this mess anyways. I fucked up. I went along with it. Bob, you got to catch up. And he was like, no, like, we belong here. We not going back. And everything you're doing, plus the entity is like, listen, you think you're not going back. I'm about to get you fucked up. You're going home. We're going to face these hard truths. Okay, you're gonna ship up or you're gonna all ship out, like dead ass. Like, we're getting the fuck out of here. And then with that, like, with all, like, y'all think about all these heavy topics we're covering, all these effective as scares, like, just how, like, smart and carefully planned and placed they are. This movie is only rated TV-14. And I'm reacting because PG-13 movies, I don't like normally go out for. Like, it took a while for me to watch this. And Jazz and all y'all were like, let's watch it. Like, truthfully, I watched it for this recording. And I'm like, damn, you know what? I knew this was going to be a heavy ass movie. And I think that's why I like, even before y'all, like anyone has told me about it, I think that's why I was a little like, I'm not ready to sit down because I want to like give it the attention it deserves. Because it's scary just based off of just like the fact that here are these people who are going through these horrific things and they have to make these choices that may not be the best choices. And now they have to live with these choices just because they're trying to make it to safety and have some sort of like safe space to just live and exist. And that's just horrific in itself. Like that real life horror we're talking about. In addition to like, it could be a ghost aspect. It could just be the PTSD in their mind, to be quite fucking honest.
Right.
But like, just the fact that all of this is a TV-14 film?
I didn't even know that.
Wow. Applaud it. Yep.
I didn't either. Wow.
I thought this was at least like PG-13. I knew it wasn't R, but I thought it was at least PG-13. But TV-14? Wow.
But even still, like...
It goes there, yeah.
This is... it does.
I know. I thought about that, too.
I was like, yes.
It goes there.
Ooh, but this shit is so heavy. Like, talk about a test of your marriage. Because could you imagine if your partner swiped a child so y'all could get first class seats or the last seats or the, like, standby tickets on a ride? I'd be like, bitch, I didn't know we were sneaking that low today. This was not discussed in the car on the way here. You got kind of like, what do you do in the moment? Like, at that point, like, literally, like, the decision point, like, all right, you go with it. Clearly, we see that y'all went with it. Or do you just be like, no, you gotta put the baby down. Like, this is it. And, like, on a non, like, a real serious matter, like, I don't even want to think about what happened if they didn't make it on the bus. Like, the likelihood of everyone surviving that scene is slim to none. Like, let's think about all the things we did not see.
When the mother was chasing after the bus, screaming and crying for her daughter, and you just see, like, the dust behind them, and hear the gunshots. So I'm just assuming, like, everybody got taken out, I'm assuming.
Yeah, and there's other parts where you see they're, like, Rial and Bo are laying flat on a rooftop, and people are walking by. Mm-hmm. Like, they're hiding and getting away. So I'm like, you know, this is bad, but also because they lived in such bad things, Rial was like, you know what? I might not divorce you right now over this. Because at the end, she not only does she not let the Apeth take him, because he eventually goes, you know what? I fucked up. Because he thought he was like, oh, I can stop it. You know, I can control this. The first thing he did was, well, we just going to burn everything. He snatched her fucking necklace like motherfucking ATL, bitch. He was like, and threw it in the fire, bitch. Yes. I was like, hey. It was, she was like, don't take everything from me. And he did it anyway. And guess what? The ghost was still there to beat their ass 2 hours later, whooping your ass. And then he was like, you can't even touch me. Look at you, ghost. You can't beat my ass. And the ghost had him sitting there for hours pissing on himself because he don't know what is going on because he took over his mind. And because he was trying to keep Rial prisoner, she hopped out the fucking window and her ass couldn't escape either.
But at least she came to a realization. Like after he threw that shit in the fire, she was just like, you know what? I gotta get the fuck out of here. You can fucking stay here. I'm going to fuck back. I ain't dealing with this shit. And when he was in that zone, when he was seeing like the whole, I guess when he was in the middle of the sea and the hands were like grabbing him, he starts seeing the people. And she's looking at him like, are you okay? All right, this is my time to go while you're checked the fuck out. So I'm going to try to, I would have done the same thing, honestly.
Like, I was like, okay, is this about to go a shining route? I really don't want to see him try to beat her ass or anything in this movie. Because he was getting more aggressive and more dominant throughout the film. So I was like, oh, shit. But we about to go there. Okay. But luckily, you did not.
Didn't go that route.
Thank goodness.
You didn't need to see that because that adds another layer. And I'm just like, all right, now here we go. It would have been too much.
Mm-hmm. And it kind of felt like it was going that way, especially when he gets really close to her and he's like, I'm not leaving. I'm like, all right, so we ain't even got to flex like that. Like, this is getting kind of, like, I could tell the pressure is getting to everybody here in addition to the ghosts coming at y'all every night. And you just, you're living in denial. And she's just like, I don't understand. This is all we have to do. We can get her back. We can start over. Redemption for real. Like, fuck all this shit. And let's really talk about this read about how she's like casually just like, okay, friend, so can we just fuck all this real shit? Can we just talk about how you pleading for the white man real quick? Like, you really just trying to get his approval and he's throwing you scraps and you acting like you just so blessed and no, you don't deserve it. I was sitting there like, get him the fuck together. Get up off your, get off the ground.
He deserved that.
Listen, and you knew from the first part where he was having that nightmare, she knows him. Like, it's clear they love each other, but she knows her spouse. Because he's like, oh, she was like, what you dreaming about? This? She was like, yeah, that explains the scream. Motherfucker, you lying to me. Why are you lying to me? I want you to open up and tell me about your troubles. You like, you keep acting like you all big and bad. We sitting at this table. We were trying to, like, you acting like this ghost is not trying to take shit. And that's why you was sitting in the water with your eyes being forced open. Okay? Because you don't want to fucking listen. And you had to cut yourself open. Because you, like, again, he's like, I can't escape it. I'm not going to go back. I'd rather just, you know, let the Apeth take me. And you lucky your wife is a rider because she cut the Apeth up.
She went up the mountain to save her marriage. Yeah, she
was. Oh, baby. My God.
He could have taken you. He could have taken you.
Bye. I think also part of it was she realized that what the Apeth was trying to offer was not, like, you can't give me her back. You can't give me the girl back. She's gone. So you're going to give me an illusion? Are you going to take me with her? That's not where we're trying to go. Let me just take this Apeth out so we can keep living and maybe go to therapy about all of our troubled past. Because this is a lot going on.
Okay. I know I'm skipping ahead a little bit, and I just really thought about how when the people came to observe the house afterwards, because, you know, Mark, one of the workers, I think he was on Doctor Who at one point, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, and several other things.
Okay. And he's, like, you know, surveying the space and, like, so, you know, I got to snitch on him because he, at this point, Ball is, like, he's breaking and he's, like, put holes in the wall with the hammer. You know, he's really using their little money to buy all kinds of stuff. And really the simple thing is just, you know, repenting and just standing in your shit and owning it. And he's like, I refuse, girl. So he's like, just putting holes in the wall, going through it. All that's doing is, that. I wish to.
I refuse, and, girl. I wish you said that.
And all that's doing is creating easier spaces for the ghost to just right. stare at your ass at nighttime. They're like, great, another hole.
Is he trying to do whack-a-mole with the fucking ghost? Like, I'm trying to understand.
I see your ass. And so, working through that, I was just so glad that they came out on the other side. Like, I'm not even going to hold you. Like, I'm like, all right, you know, the whole time I was watching it, I'm like, damn, I'm on the fence about this movie. I like the movie, but I was like, I'm on the fence about the movie because I hate that I'm seeing Black people suffer again. Mm-hmm. Like, that, like, dead ass, like, I'm following the story, but I'm like, like, I need something good to happen to them. And I don't usually say that about a movie, period. Like, I need something good to happen because they have suffered soon as we fucking hit play. They were suffering in the credits, my nigga. Like, before we hit play, they were going through it. And so, in the end, like, when we see, like, this Bluebee, the little snooty ass bitch coming in, like, oh, like, they ain't supposed to be grilling back there. I'm like, you hating right. asshole, that's all they got. Like, I just sealed the walls up. Oh, it looks like this. I'm like, you stupid ass bitch, it was sitting in y'all when they got there. Like,
and she's making on them right. faces and shit when she got up in there. I heard you talking shit, bitch.
I wanted to fight them through the screen because I'm like, they're trying their best. You know, Ball should be glad he even has a wife mm-hmm. right now because he could have lost everything. You know, just real thankful. Like, you lucky the ghost ain't, like, took your ass out because they were about to make you slit your throat. Like, they really, like, they had him hemmed up when they had his ass playing peekaboo with them lights. I was like, I was a little nervous.
I was like, oh, they about to cut your ass, bitch. I don't know what's about to happen.
And honestly, you deserve. Because you played with the ghost. You was talking, outside of, like, not even just being humble, he was talking cash shit about the ghost. Oh, you can't mm-hmm. touch me. These pictures don't do nothing. Ain't they nothing but pictures. And they said, okay, let me crank up the PTSD, not a water movie. You're like, oh, it's just pictures. I'm like, nah, see.
Duh, please.
You should have said shit.
He should have sat there and ate his fucking food without the fork trying to do too much. You're trying to simulate a little too hard, baby. Like, you're trying to be a little bit too much like Peter Crouch. I need you to get over here and, you know, still be yourself, yeah. Okay? Now, speaking of beating people ass, that motherfucking cat lady next door who was looking out the window, he was trying to wave and she was just like, right. bitch. And I was like, now, girl, it's one thing if you don't like people, but you don't gotta be staring him's ass down. Just mind your fucking business. Then she gonna come out there and was like, y'all need to leave. And he can't react the way he should react. Because the thing he should have did was slap the shit out of her. But you can't be slapping people. It's illegal. You sure? can't just yeah. be slapping. Yes, yeah, I'm yeah. sure. I'm sure it's illegal. I'm not sure that I shouldn't be slapping people.
I was confused. Okay? I was like, are you up in the same place I'm at? Why are you talking to me about being sent back?
Bitch, you in the same spot. You had more opportunities. Too. Yeah, you had more opportunities than me. So you need to look at yourself. You need to look at the man in the mirror like Michael Jackson, listen, bitch. I don't know what's going on.
I looked at who the majority in this project was. I was looking around. I was like, so this aligns with statistics. Y'all could, okay, so everybody done called all my eyes. Nobody else could. And I'm just like, this is aligned with statistics. And y'all got the nerve to be, like, you could even see it with, okay, it was just like, the ping pong mental Olympics for me. Oh, you got the big house. Your house is so much bigger than mine. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you fake ass jealous, but also you know y'all threw them scraps. Like, this is really pissing me off. And I know, Jazz, you're like, it wasn't haunted until they got here. I feel like it was something else going on with the space. Like, it could be haunted because it was, you know, it had rats and roaches. It was not well before the ghost said, knock, 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 I'm in here, ho. Like, it just, it was just...
The condition of the home was
the way they played it.
Yes.
The way they were acting, especially the Mark, is that his name? And he, when he was asking about the witch, like the whole time he was acting like he knew something was up. That's why I can understand that. He was acting funny the whole time from the moment he showed up with them at the house. So that's why I thought maybe there's something else going on here and it isn't just going to be like a spirit or something. Mm-hmm. But, you know.
Whew. They had a nerd to ask Stain because they want to fix the holes in the walls and try to spruce out the place. No thanks to your ugly ass. Like, you done left a whole washing machine in the yard. And they try to paint the room. And she, you saw Mark's face. She was like, I'm about to paint this room red. He's just like, like scoff like this. How dare you tell me about what color choices you about to make up in here? Yes, bitch, because it was handed to them like, here you go. Toss. Here you go. That wallpaper was atrocious.
It was. And I know it's stinking there. I know it smelled wet. Oh, yeah. It smelled moldy. I know it smelled musty in there. And then when he was trying to get a new house and he was holding a juice can, he like with a glass like bowl is talking to Mark one-on-one in the office like, bro, we got rats. Because he can't tell them there's a witch. You can't say, hey, there's ghosts in this house. You got to put me in another house. They're going to send you back. So he's like, no, please. And then he breaks the glass. Everyone's looking at him. But the thing that Mark says that really hits me, he's like, listen, not me, but other people. You are other people, bitch, because you're not speaking against that. But he's like, other people gonna be like, why is he trying to bite the hand that's feeding him? Bitch, do you see this house? Okay. Did you see that little girl pissing in the yard the next day? Girl, suck my dick.
You should have swatted her ass with
right, I went through a fucking rock at her.
Rial's face when she was pissing on the wall.
You should have threw some grits out the window. That's how I felt. You should have threw something at her ass. It's like, what's wrong with you? Doesn't somebody live here? You little bitch. Like, shit. You just got
even
it together.
If they don't, yeah, I'm going to piss on somebody's house. I don't understand that.
No home training.
Well, she probably supposed to be at fucking school and she ain't fucking pee at school because she's skipping. Take your delinquent ass to school. Right. No home training.
No home training. Like, so serious. Also, it was go ahead.
Also, I was just going back. There's one random line after they get that. You don't catch it till after you get the twist. He's like, look, we can dissimulate. We can just do this. We can start a family. Hold on. And in my mind, y'all had a... You can't just say we gonna start... We had a family. The family... Like, no. Nah, he like, bitch, but, you about to start a family. Like, you ain't just kill that little girl. Like, you a slimy motherfucker. I know that you went through a lot, but that was dusty. Not the weakest part of family.
They set them up to start having kids. They don't let them do nothing in there. All they're gonna do is start making babies, and that's it. And then they're gonna be in a worse off situation because they ain't got no. They got $90 a week, and now they got kids.
That's probably their plan.
It's between that. Okay, that I feel like it is like to set you up for failure. You can't work. You can't do nothing. You literally have to rely on government assistance. You cannot do for yourself at all unless it's under the table. That's literally what's going on. Here's the thing. There's so many layers to this, Jazz. I'm so glad you brought this up because at the time this line was dropped, I am still assuming that they lost their baby in transition, right? And so when he says we could start a family, I was like, you already had a family. Like, I was upset. You mean continue the family? Ooh, bitch, you don't need him at all. I was so vexed. And then I found out you stole somebody's daughter. And then what happened to her? I said, well, I don't know if you need a family because, you know, I know accidents happen, but ain't a little... I'm just saying, it's a track record. I'm not really sure. You got ghosts. I think we need to worry about just like order of what all is going on here. I think we need to bomb the spot. I think we need to, call the Ghostbusters. We need to do something. We need to appease the spirits because I also don't feel like the spirits is gone forever. I think they just at bay for now.
Nah, they were still there at the end. I was like, who the fuck all these people standing in the doorway? Because he said, like, a ghost will follow you. I'm like, okay, but who the fuck are these people? Because they were not on the
right.
So who are these people standing next to y'all in this hallway?
I think all the previous tenants who used to live in his house, which gives me the form.
They all were in black. I seen, I think, like, an indigenous kid there. And I was looking at everybody, and I didn't notice that the first time. And I'm just like, okay, I'm now confused.
I feel like, I don't know, I feel like it's different. I have a spirits going on with this house. It's something going on with this house.
And I wonder...
Let me know. Red herring? I don't know.
But it could be the possibility that, you know, this is designated houses that they might have put former tenants who are also refugees. So maybe they're different refugees. Because that could be the connection that they all have the same experience where they're putting them in there. Because even though they're coming from different places, they're all trying to assimilate here and having different journeys. Also, Rial said that Pef was just putting ghosts up in that bitch. So I'm like, I wonder if those ghosts also cross paths with the Apeth as well. Because I'm like, how you add access to these ghosts? Are you just pulling ghosts from, like, I don't know where ghosts be. Do they be, Not you calling the ghost party line. Like, hey, yo, this house open. You free to hunt? Come through to this house real quick. Yes. This, I know I got a thieving motherfucker in here. No, get his ass.
All night, girl.
As soon as the sun go down, whoop his ass, please. Don't let him get no
I'm here for that, actually. I'm here for that.
It makes sense. And they was tag teaming on the call. He thought the call was done. His ass is sitting up here all night and they just leaning on him like, yeah, you know what you did, bitch. You shouldn't have this house. Fuck this house. You don't get to deserve none of this. And he's like, I got this shirt. Fuck this shirt. You got blood on your shirt now. Like, they just, oh, you about to do some work. You ain't about to do no work. I made your hand bleed. Ha, pushed it back. Like, it was just so many different hurdles. Like, yeah, no. This house had, like, vengeance was on the top of this list.
Listen, and he wear that shirt for days. Like, because when he pulled up to that inquiry, Mark is like, bruh, you don't smell good. You smell bad. First of all, mind your fucking business. Don't be talking about my body odor in front of everybody like I'm not right here. Don't you be trying to. And also, bitch, you only give me $90. You're Dove cars. You're fucking soap is. I can't even afford no fucking washcloths. I know you motherfuckers were raised in a barn and you wash with your damn hands. But I need some washcloths around here.
You know he don't, because when they got in the house, he was like, you know, we could just y'all could just wipe it clean. I'm like, wipe? Do you see all this shit up in here? We can't bleach. I mean, I don't know how much bleach is. I'm assuming it's cheap, but still, that's still a part of my $90.
They got bleach at the dollar store. Yes. I saw that ball was okay. Let's talk about how we was trying to make a do with a do. I was like, all right, I understand. There is a bleach aisle.
Mm-hmm.
But they shouldn't have had to clean that up to begin with. So let's really fucking start there. Like, that's the part that. And you could tell there was a scene. He's standing outside looking at all the shit in their yard and just like taking that deep breath, like, damn. Like, I gotta. All right, let me. Like, as much as we eating him up, like, I'm gonna empathize for 2 seconds because I'm really just like, all right, like, he's really just trying to start a new life. Like, he's like, you know, I accidentally killed somebody last week. None of that happened. Like, he's like, it's over. I'm going to start new. I am in the UK. Anything that happened before this moment did not happen. I'm like, I feel that energy. You can't do that because the ghost is here to whoop your ass.
My thought was like, okay, he's really desperate to stay here, assimilate. And so I'm thinking, if they end up deported, it's like he did that for no reason. Mm-hmm. So like now my ass is back up in here again and I done killed somebody's child, took them away from somebody and got them killed for nothing.
I'm sorry.
So I got to make this work, buddy. But
I'm sorry, buddy. Right. That's
what I was going to say. Process that, but okay.
Same. It's a real serious movie. People are like, somebody gonna probably fight me right after this. And I'm just like, I'm so serious. Like, it is real serious. These ghosts was not playing though. Like, they hemmed his ass up. He was like, trying to cut the damn light. Fighting for his life. And it's like,
bro, he can't even eat his food in peace. You can't do shit in peace. Nothing in peace. That's why I'm just like, they're not going to let you have no peace. So again, this we laughing because this is a comedy horror podcast and we be laughing. But also, this is serious as hell.
Yeah.
They're not laughing. Okay. They're like, the only part they laugh is when they first get there and they see this old white lady goes like, oh, look, it's their queen.
Oh, yeah.
And then that's the only part. It's just this old ass lady looking around. Oh, Piers William.
Or Charles.
Whew. That shit had me rolling. I said, that was funny.
Okay, I got a serious moment. All right, so one scene that, like, I felt it when she was going to the doctor's office and then that kid kept popping in there. I still don't understand how the fuck that was happening. But then she comes across people who look like her. She's like, okay, maybe they'll help me out. Maybe there's some sort of connection we got. Straight garbage from the beginning. Little they make a fun accent. Kids. Go back to Africa. Oh, yes. And I was like, ooh, that hurt my heart. Because she really, like, she felt like they were going to help her, and they did not.
I wanted to punch them all in the face. Once again, I'm in the living room, like, oh, so, ka-cha! Like, I just want to punch them and just, like, knock them off the bike. Because I'm like, this is just, it takes 2 seconds to just help somebody out. It's not even about, like, oh, I need to be a nice person to do the right thing. It's like, someone clearly needs assistance. Like, they're turned around. You know what it's like to be by yourself. Any help? Like, maybe I'm reading too much into it, but I really
these kids, upset. These kids like, are assholes. So
I know they are. Yeah. I know.
And just because she was from somewhere different, they felt the need to treat her that way. And I'm just like, guys, like, she's really not different. Gross. Like, it just she's from somewhere else, and y'all just
And we do that here to people because that I think that's why it hit me. I was like, because like I've heard shit a lot since I was little.
Oh my
people
God,
making a lot of comments and shit. So I'm like, it can't be like easy being like first generation here or something, or being a refugee or something like that, because it's probably lonely. You feel hopeless. You ain't got no damn money. I can barely wipe my ass, wash it, nothing, eat.
Yeah.
Because the government playing in your face. I be feeling like when you have to, like, I remember in U.S. history class, we learned about, like, what it takes for people to, like, you know, have to get their citizenship in this country. And I'm like, this is fucking ridiculous. We obviously know, you know, all this shit is rooted in white supremacy. So we're going to start there. but in that same breath, like, girl, you don't even know the fucking preamble. Like, let's really start there. You make your motherfuckers memorize shit you could barely memorize.
But girl.
Like, and then you want to change history every 5 seconds, bitch. You don't even know what the truth is. I really just be so tired because I'm like, what are these imaginary, like, what are these hurdles? Like, it just, it pisses
that they made
me
up.
White supremacy. Let me tell
you, what irritates me is when people whose ancestors came through Ellis Island, which was nothing but a damn, like a medical exam, like 80% of people just got through. Mm-hmm. It wasn't, no, I'm waiting months and years and paying thousands of dollars to try to get this shit done. So when they are real judgmental towards people who may come here without documents and shit, I'm like, you can't have that thought process because you don't know what that's like. You can say your family came over here from somewhere else, but the process is not the same. And as soon as y'all asses came over here, they switched shit up. And nobody, even people who was here already, were not considered citizens at that point.
You know, exactly.
White supremacy. Yes,
when you look at any time the refugees are brown, they like, oh, I don't know. We need to start doing all these background checks.
Too many y'all in here. Hold on.
Got to have all these fucking rules and only some of you can come. There are literally gunshots going off right here. You not going to let them come through in this empty ass housing that you have and nobody's standing here anyway. Like,
no, Jazz, because it actually costs $1 million to be a halfway decent person. It doesn't.
I'm calling HR. Really,
I'm calling HR.
I'm getting a fire.
I'm dead.
Ain't no damn bedside man or nothing. Y'all got us crunched in this little ass room with this crazy man screaming next to us talking about they just gonna send you back any fucking way. It don't matter, bitch. What you gonna have to do? You mean?
But I also understand him though, because he probably went out there and he probably went through the same shit and he got sent back and he probably like, you damned if you do, damned if you don't. Like, you just, it's so hard. It's such an uphill battle. So he's like hopeless and he's like, well, bitch, what you getting excited for? Because if they call your ass, it don't even fucking matter. You will be right the fuck back here with me. And then when they're on their way to the room, you can see someone being held down. Okay. There's blood on the floor. I also learned, I think I was watching this with someone else and I don't know if this is true, listeners, you might know, but like that pasty colored pink is like a color that really fucks with people's mental health, apparently. Like that, like that's not like a calming color. And I'm like, I wonder if they picked that color on purpose, just thinking about it. Because also it does make me like, I would be real pissed. Yes, right. I would be really upset if I was in that room for a long time with those walls.
I never knew that about the paint.
I'm gonna do my Google. Yeah.
I'm also not sure. Okay. Somebody told me they could be saying anything. I was in a club. Okay.
I normally see pink walls. So that, I mean, I could see that because I wouldn't want pink walls because yellow, I could do pink. I don't know if I like the color.
I like pink, but not as a wall color. But again, someone else said this, and I ain't go back and open up the books or nothing. I was just like, somebody told me, I heard something off these streets. You know, take that information at your own risk. But I just feel like, again, y'all are setting everyone up for failure, and then when they fail, you're like, see, and that's why we don't give y'all nothing. Bitch, that I don't like that, because they do that. It's not just with refugees, but like in a lot of situations, but in this particular situation, we're not going to give you no money. We're not going to let you work. So if you can't make it work, well, fuck it. You're going back. But you never gave them the right amount of tools to make it work. And I bet you that white bitch next door ain't have to do all that to get in that housing.
How she by herself. Ain't no pets up in here. Why she got a cat?
Why they can't have a little companion? And then y'all got too many cats at the shelter anyway. Why don't you just give them one? Damn. Yep.
No, Jazz, because they have to spend their time showing that they're one of the good ones. That shit pissed me off every fucking time. Like, bitch, right. What?
And Jazz, you also brought to my attention, like, you saying that. That's kind of like even now, like with just anything that, you know, Black creators, when they create a project, whether that is movies or music, it's just like they're waiting for us to fail and they don't give us money because it's, oh, well, people's not going to see that movie. They're not doing this. They're not doing that. So they're going to have, you know, a white person maybe take the same idea, but give it to somebody that has more money and kind of make it a bigger thing. And everybody's all on that. And then when, you know, that previous creator did something before, but nobody cared because they didn't have the right tools for it. And they wasn't really given the proper opportunity for it. So that's pretty much similar to like shit now.
So I'm watching a show called Wicked City, right?
The Witches.
And it's on All Black. And it's basically, it's Charmed, but with a black coven, mm-hmm. basically. So I've been seeing people talk about how it's low budget and da-da-da-da-da. And I'm like, okay, but it's not backed by like CW or whatever, WB, whatever Charm was. And low key, Charm was low budget as fuck from with a major network in the first season. So it's not as amazing as everybody tries to make it seem.
I'm watching Charm now because they're running marathons on Sci-Fi. And this the graphics are horrible. It's bad. Okay, so why if Wicked City, right? That's on YouTube or that mm-hmm. network.
It's on All Black. And I think they got a special.
I'm sure if it was on CW or a company that has like big bucks, that shit would be lit. But nobody's not going to give it a chance because nobody wants to see it win. So it's going to probably stay there most likely, unfortunately.
Mm. Yes. Or they hit the infamous, oh, look at all these black people. I don't see myself. Therefore, I cannot relate to this piece mm-hmm. of art. So I am not going to partake. However, when you see all this art with all these white people, everyone, it's supposed to be for everybody. So I'm trying to like, well, why can't you get with... I mean, granted, this is very like specific to culture, but I'm not no refugee. I've never been to Sudan. I don't know, like, but I'm still can align. I can still, this story is still good no matter what. Like, just because I don't have that experience doesn't mean I cannot still go on the journey in this movie with these characters. And a lot of times when we see black characters, they be like, oh, I can't link up with them. Girl, how the fuck you linking up with Superman? Bitch, you ain't no alien. Like, You relate to everybody the fuck else, and it ain't got nothing to do with you. But as soon as they brown color, it's like, I don't know, that's way too fucking far, to your girl.
To your point, there are some things we can relate to, whether we're going to conform here or not, we're going to be ourselves or not, and workspaces and all that shit. We got to make a decision. We held a different standards than other people. So that aspect, I completely could relate with that. And, you know, the xenophobia that they were experiencing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We definitely have that over mm-hmm. here as well.
Yeah. You could be from here and they still gonna tell your ass go back to Africa. I'm like, girl, I was born here. I'm born here.
No, but seriously. Cutting the fuck up.
They be cutting the fuck up. These white people in this movie were cutting the fuck up. And so were the neighbors. Everyone around them was cutting the fuck up. Although Ball also cut the fuck up a little bit. He had like reason. A little, although, you know, it's questionable, very muddy. Everybody else ain't had no reason. Yeah, everybody else ain't had no reason. But when you trying to live, like, what is your life worth? Like, you also have to think about that. Are you willing to die over not making this bad choice? Because it's literally life or death. It's not like, oh, well, I don't know, I'm going to lose my money. No, you're going to die. Right now, too. Like, not tomorrow. Or probably right now, you're going to die. So when it's life or death, I don't know what choice I would make. And right now, I'm like, I would never take no baby. I've never been faced with being shot right there and having a decision to get on a safe bus, but I just got to steal this kid or I got to lay down and get shot. Like,
justify any way you can. This was about to be a future dictator, so I had to take that baby up, get me to safety, done. And then justify any way you can.
Aren't you making them traits? Oh, you know, I don't really know. They was a little shifty, so no, I didn't know. Because guess what? When you get to, as Kat would say, when you get at the end of Snake Way and they turn the screen around and they said, ain't this you? Right? Get on the elevator.
Coming down the hallway like it's the substitute teacher coming in, you know, this movie day, bitch. And they pull it. That's what I think of. And you think you safe, and they tell you, come on, step on over here. Just like when you get when you're trying to go into Canada, you driving in and say, can you pull over real quick? They pull that damn tape down, and you like, no, and they start pulling your tapes out. And that's when they show you the highlights of all the times you was really cutting up throughout your life. And you thinking, damn, is that me? you know, it's probably gonna be somebody in there like, nah, that's not me with a straight face. Like,
that would be ball.
No, that's not me.
Y'all made a mistake, bitch. That wasn't me.
When they pull my tapes up, I'm like, shit. Well,
I think we all gonna have the moments where we're gonna cringe a little bit and be worried, but I mean, some more than others, probably, but still, we all gonna have the moments.
I just need to know if this thing got the you know, the reconsideration section. Like, all right, so so listen.
Let me file the appeal.
Exactly.
Girl, you gonna be standing in an appeal line for fucking two eternities, ho.
Do I get a 10-day trial? Like, what I get? Like, maybe they call, like, what number am I? Is this like the DMV? Right. Oh, no. Oh, no. I like the deli. Oh, you know, deli, I don't know they take numbers no more. They used to take the numbers in the deli.
They got from the little tag thingy, whatever. Yeah.
And pray they call you.
Mm-mm. Y'all had to take numbers for that.
I had.
Much meat.
Yeah, I had it at the deli and at the DMV at one point.
Supermarket?
DMV, yeah, I remember that. Mm-hmm. At the deli, I'm like, just give me my bacon and cheese and get up out of my face. Don't talk to me.
We had numbers.
Don't ask me no questions.
This little thing, the number pop up. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
My little ticket.
Oh, this is fancy. I ain't had no ticket. Oh, you know.
It ain't no fancy ticket, James. I promise you.
I mean, like I understand it's a ticket. I understand, but you know, if Virginia, they probably have some restaurants or places that have a ticket system. The ones I was going to was not, because you know Virginia is a place where the gas stations and the corner stores also be making hot food sometimes, and it's not like the typical gas station food, like don't eat that. No, they be making the cold cuts be popping. They be good. You can get you a cold cut and a cold brew. Mm-hmm. Not on your way to school though, if you're a kid. Not back in the day, you can't go to
school. Now I got the hungries. This is escalated.
But yeah. Did y'all notice how, because you know normally our skin tones ain't look right in films because of the lighting and shit, but in this, they looked amazing. And it's almost like the white people are the ones who were not looking the greatest with the lighting.
Yeah.
They really look like ghosts.
They did.
Like, not even trying to be funny. Like, think about the neighbor in the window. And it was like, is this like something that's in their mind? Like, are they thinking like they're seeing this person, or is this person actually, they looking like the, what's it, the thin man? Mm-hmm. Just like whooped up body, just in there like, oh, I'm serious. Like, she was
that
like,
bitch looked like, you know what? No, she looked like that fucking off of It when that bitch run out the painting.
Yes.
She looked like that bitch.
That, yes.
That's what she looked like.
This was directed by a black person, right? Remy Weeks?
Yeah. Weeks, yeah.
Yeah, they know what to do because we have to be lit a certain way. You know what I mean? To make sure that melanin is popping. So they did great with this. And not even just with their skin tone, but the movie in general, like, it just looked beautiful as far as the colors and the cinematography.
It did.
Some dream sequences.
I think they won, hold up. They won some shit.
They won some awards.
British Independent Film Award, the director won for Best Director. Wound Me won for Best Actress. I don't know these other people, but there was a Best Effects winners and production design. So, like, they won some shit.
Yes, they should.
Who do we still fight about Lovecraft Country? Just
because
I can't let you go.
First of all, I was just listening to that song not long ago today. That's my shit.
Me
be
too.
With you. All right, sorry.
Oh. No, that nigga won't shit when you listen to them lyrics. You ain't shit.
Already got a wife.
Yes. Then you need a divorce, motherfucker.
Because I can't let you go. Yes. I love that song.
Not y'all cutting up like this. Oh,
I love that song. Oh God, no, this is a good movie. Like it got a 6.5 out of 10 on IMDb, 100 on Rotten Tomatoes, and a 6.5. Yeah, well, hey, we already know. I don't know who all gets into those rating places, so we all just looking at each other. But Rotten Tomatoes gave it 100%, and Metacritic gave it 72. This movie is an 8 minimum. Yeah. I don't know what all y'all got going on.
The 6 is out of control. I almost need to like look somebody in the eye. Like, what? Why did you do that? I need to understand what issue did you specific? Because the story wise, it's great. The everything links up. There's not even like no fucking open tail ends at the end of nothing. Everything is wrapped up nice. I don't understand. I really don't understand why you would even consider. And that means if it's average as a six, motherfuckers gave it lower than that. Somebody gave it lower than that. And I want to see you outside.
It's probably in the reviews. If you go on IMDb, I'm sure it's somewhere in the reviews where they're sitting there saying something. Oh, this didn't make sense. But and it's probably all white people too that's making those comments.
I would argue, so I could see maybe somebody being like, it's a little slow here and there, but I feel like Hereditary is also slow in a lot of moments. Slow so we're going to be rating Hereditary high. We can't be using It's Not Fast Enough for this movie. Like, people move the goalposts when they be reviewing
honestly,
shit.
Honestly, for me, I don't think, I mean, this movie is a teeny bit slow, but it kept me on my feet every time. Like, from the very beginning, even the middle parts when we got those little jump scares when we were seeing, like, ghosts and all that. Like, I don't really find it that slow. So I mean, not every movie's gonna be super fast paced and, like, you know, just gonna be like that all the time. Like, this movie I think was the perfect length, first of all, and it was perfect as far as when is it keeping your attention?
Yes, yeah, engagement, everything. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm looking, y'all see my face. I'm looking at these motherfucking reviews.
Let's
right
hear them.
Now, most of them, like the ones at the top, you know, they like somebody gave it a six. It was like, it's better than most of them. But again, they don't tell you what's wrong with it. So you gave it a six, but you didn't tell me what the fuck was wrong with it. But then somebody gave it a five. Let me tell you what these motherfuckers said. They was like, oh, I found it boring. And the acting wasn't very professional.
What?
Huh?
Huh?
Professional? What does that mean?
Not sure why it has a 72 on Metascore, but it wasn't my cup of tea. It could be fine. It's not your cup of tea, but the acting wasn't professional. Who is E.
That's
E. Davis? 1997.
She put that review in
there. Yeah, it's her ass. Not bad, but couldn't be better. I'm looking at like, okay, what's they again? They don't tell you what could be better. They don't tell you what could be better. They was like, it's dull at times. When is, if you're paying attention, everything is necessary for me. If there's, even the dream sequences, they're not that long. This movie is not that long. It's like tight 90 minutes. What, you're nitpicking. Yeah. Again, you're nitpicking because y'all will sit and let all these other movies run 2.5 motherfucking hours and give them all these scores. And they don't be doing shit but doing coke or dancing or just talking to each other for 35 minutes. And
they,
you mean to tell me this, you not
Midsommar
entertained?
They fucking praised. It was so many slow moments in that movie. I wanted to like go to sleep so many times, but I'm sure if you check those ratings, 85, 80, 90, 100%. Oh, this movie is amazing. I watched that movie maybe twice and I'm like, you know what, I'm good, I don't need to see this again. First time, obviously, when it came out. The second time, my partner wanted to watch it and I don't care to watch it again.
Man, somebody gave it a four. Bruh, they said it for you. I'm saying these people's name out here. Yes, the fuck I am, Felicia Shitty, whoever the fuck you are. I hope you eat a fucking dick, bitch. Well acted with a nice twist, but it ain't a horror film. It ain't a slow burner too. Like, what the fuck you mean it ain't a horror film? Them ghosts is coming out and whooping his ass. This is a ghost story.
Okay. Can we compare their ratings? Because if this person saw Skimmerink, and you know this is okay for all of us who are here, and if they gave it a higher rating than this, and I'm not here to compare apples to oranges, but I'm also saying let's talk about it.
Because, girl.
I'm about to watch that tomorrow, baby. So is
I can't wait to hear what you
think. I haven't seen it, but I have mixed reviews. Very mixed.
I don't hate it, but I don't dislike it. And that's where I am right now. Like, I'm thinking about it. I went home. Like, I was sitting in the car driving home, listening to all my favorite trap songs going down the highway real fast. You know how I do. And so I get in the house and I'm just like, damn, wait a minute. You know how like a movie just be on your spirit? So now you're Googling it, like you're doing all kinds of stuff. And to be quite honest, like we feel like, you know, you could have shaved down like 20 minutes. But it,
well, damn, how long is it?
Like an hour and 40.
And I don't know what it is about. The girls are really excited about making hour 40 plus movies. Yeah. This last couple months of the last year and going into the new year. I don't know what it is about leaning close to that 2-hour mark. I feel you. You getting excited. You try to get the story on the page. I get it. We could have scaled back just a little bit, but I'm excited to hear what y'all think because, like I said, I don't hate it, but like I'm still kind of like kind of drawn to it. I kind of want to see it again when it comes on streaming.
Yeah, hers gonna be on Shudder.
I don't know what the hell this is about.
I'm gonna be watching it on with the thing. What I will say is, before you watch it, please ensure that you are watching it with like headphones, or if you have a sound bar, because the sound design is what gets it for me. Only thing, this is not a spoiler, if y'all have seen Mad God is visually, I think this does kind of sonically.
Okay.
A little bit. If y'all get what I'm saying, kind of. But also, like, you know, everybody not signing up for that. You know, I feel like if I say anything else, it's going to be a spoiler. So I'm going to be quiet. But if you do watch Skinner Rink, I highly recommend putting the laptop and some headphones on in a dark room.
No, right now it's in the movies till it's not in the movies, and then it's going to be streaming on Shudder.
Yeah, because when this comes out, it'll probably be streaming or close to streaming by this point.
I hope so.
Because this is going to come out in February. Granted, it's not February now as we're talking, but it might be out around then. And of course, there's some people who have just got screeners or whatever, however they got the, not the illegal people, because people was definitely stealing this movie. I heard something hit the streets. No, people was stealing this fucking movie off the rip. And I was like, ooh, not send y'all stealing the movie.
This, I don't know what the fuck this movie. When I go to Fandango, there ain't even like a picture. It's just Skinamarink or whatever the fuck it's called. That's cool. I don't see that's nothing else. Intrigued. So I don't know what it's about. I'm gonna go in blind. So
Skinamarink. But that's what I was like, yes, come on, fuck with me. I need to know what y'all think. And that's actually just it. Like I saw some comments, and I'm ready for everyone as a community to see this. Because I'm ready to pull the projector up and start pulling up slides.
Okay.
You
have to pull up PowerPoint. And Jasmine, I think about to put she's going to have six effects. Kat going to put six effects on one slide.
Dissolving.
This shit is just moving. I'm
just swinging from the side. Because that's how I feel. Like, it's going to be a curtain. Woo, just all kinds of fun shit. I'm just like, wow, I'm going to have somebody probably dancing on the side just to get a little jazz. Might do a little intro with music because I'm ready to fucking discuss. I'm ready to discuss. I'm so ready. I'm tired of sitting on my hands. By the time y'all listen to this, we have probably already had the chat. I hope, Jesus, because...
Okay. It depends on when this comes out. But watch His House. His House is 10 out of 10 for me, honestly, story-wise. It's not something I'm about to watch all the time because it is sad. And again, we had lots of laughs, but the laughs weren't like, oh, specifically about the movie. I did not laugh a single time when I watched the movie, okay? You know, Black people, we just be making jokes about some of the darkest shit. And that's how we be coping. Because this shit is... Because, again, it hits home, even though, like, what you said, Mike, we don't experience the same thing, but I'm like, that double consciousness, the assimilation piece, the people trying to send you back or acting like you don't belong here, or them get... They, you know, give... Knowing you had a certain situation, they give you a scraps and be like, you need to pull yourself up by your bootstraps. You can't do this and that. They feel like you existing is you stealing from them. And that is wild. You even see that in like the OG Dawn of the Dead, where they're like, look at all these, you know, and they hit the hard ER. Look at all these people. Look at all they have. Let's kill them. I'm like, it's zombies on the floor. And you pulling up with the racism right now because you think these brown people shouldn't have more than you. You know,
they're gonna find time.
Even in the face of a zombie apocalypse, racism is not gonna go away.
God damn it, you chose now. You chose now. I'm crying. Okay, but no, but seriously, Mike, Bobby, tell the people once again who y'all are, where they can find you, all of the things, before Jasmine pushes us out the room because we've been laughing too hard.
Mike, you want me to do this? You got this?
Oh, you can go ahead. Okay,
You can find Mike and I on the People Under the Scares podcast on Spotify, podcast on Apple, wherever you find podcasts, we're there, and we have a good time, kind of like how we are right now. It's always a blast. So you can find us there, People_Scares on Twitter, same thing on Instagram, and Mike Thackeray Banks 86, Bobby Torres with a Z, not an S, on Twitter, Instagram as well.
Yes, follow them, listen to all their episodes, do all that good stuff, because them episodes be funny. Okay,
thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
I be listening. I be in there. I be in there. I be listening out of order, so don't ask me about the latest one. I be scrolling back and just be hit play on whatever episodes. I do that to everybody too. I just like, oh, y'all covered this, let me click I just watched this, let me listen to this episode. But yes, follow them, and y'all know where y'all can find us at Girl That's Scary on Twitter and the gram. We got a little website, www.girlthatscary.com. If you want to send us a professional email, I know y'all see that chopper suit emoji set that I put on the timeline with the fucking booty shorts and the boots in the briefcase. That is Kathleen. She means business. If you need business,
I got shorts right now.
If you mean business and you would like to send us an email at grltspod@gmail.com. We also have a Patreon with bonus episodes. You can vote on our monthly Patreon pick, okay? You can do all kinds of stuff. We got a Discord, all of that, bonus episodes, video content. So you can join that at www.patreon.com/girlthatscary. Pull up on us and pull up on people under the scares, okay? And until next time, y'all, bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Dread Podcast Network.